I just put my hand up on her shoulder like that. I said, you devil of hell. I said, come out of her in the name of Jesus. And when I did, man, did she go wild. I mean, it took all of us to hold her. You remember that night, Ty? That little girl, didn't Ty? He grabbed hold of that like a duck on a June bug. He loves that, you know. He just gets in there with them. He loves grabbing hold of them demons. He loves it when they manifest like that. He is not intimidated by a demon. He knows his spiritual authority. But if you're the least bit afraid, that's just like the woman one night that fell down in the floor right where had all the chairs picked up and everything. And a lady came on, she said, I mean, you got to come over here. This woman's on the floor. I walked over there, and she's laying on the floor with her face down on the floor just like that. I said, what's wrong with you, ma'am? And she said, that's that voice again. I hate that voice. She makes me listen to that voice on them tapes every day. I hate his voice. Now, who do you think that was talking out of her mouth? Huh? Was you here that night, Rosemary? You didn't see that? Oh, you did see that. You saw that. Okay. But anyway, we began to take authority and cast the demons out of her, and they left. And she got okay. But that happened laying right there on the floor. Now then, this spiritual authority that we got here, this spiritual wisdom, if there's anything we need to pray for, we need to ask the Lord to make us wise with spiritual wisdom. We need that spiritual wisdom that can only come from God. Only He can give it to you. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord. You know why that verse is like that? After you learn that spiritual wisdom, you learn if you sin, you get one of them devils. That'll straighten your act up. You know that? Or it will some people. Some people it won't. Isn't that amazing? Some people that are sinning will go right back to sinning. They'll break God's rules and they'll get another one. And they'll get another one. And they don't understand these principles. But how many people in the church do you think, what percentage understands that if you sin, you get a demon? Almost nobody. Almost nobody. But, you know, this will straighten you up. After you learn and get this spiritual wisdom, then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord. And you know what that reminds me of? The first time that Dad told me, don't do certain things, or son, that razor trap on the wall, I'll have to use that on your backside. Well, I didn't know what that razor trap felt like right there, James. And it wasn't much, you know, it didn't bother me much. But the first time I did something I wasn't supposed to, and he took that thing off the wall, after that, I knew what that thing felt like. And it wasn't good. So every time I started to do something wrong, I thought about that thing on the wall. And that made me straighten my act up. You know what I mean, don't you, girl? Yeah, sure. See, when you learn that this happens to you, then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and you will continuously do good and not bad things. Because if you go do bad things, God's going to chasten you, isn't He? Sure He is. He's going to chasten you. You're going to get the switch, and you will continually do good, kind things for others. All the while, you will learn to know God better and better. Because when you begin to get that spiritual wisdom and you begin to learn a little bit about Him, if you're like I was, I wanted to know more about the King. I want to know more about my God. I want to know what pleases Him. I want to know what makes Him mad. I want to know what causes His wrath to come up on me. Because I don't want that wrath on me. Do you, Benjamin? Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Okay. Next set of verses. We also pray that you will be strengthened with His glorious power. We want that, don't we? Yes, we want to be strengthened with God's glorious power. Can you think of anything greater than having God's glorious power in you and learning how to use it? Now, a lot of people, they got it, but they don't know how to use it. They never learn how to use it. The power is in them, but they never learn how to use it. So that you will have all the patience and endurance you need, may you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father who has enabled you to share the inheritance that belongs to God's holy people who live in the light. Now think about that. All these things belong to you if you're God's holy people and you live in the light. Can you be a child of God and live in darkness? Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You tell me you know somebody says they're a born-again Christian, they're hanging out in the beer taverns, drinking and running around with the boys and girls and committing homosexual acts and all that kind of stuff. You tell me them people ain't living in darkness? They are. That ain't the light of God, is it, James? No. Do they believe they're Christians? Sure. You think you're going to heaven when you die? Well, I sure do hope so. I hope my good works outdo my bad ones. I know I got plenty of bad ones, but, you know, hey. This power, this glorious power, is not available to people that don't live in the light of God's Word. This glorious power is only available to those that will live in the light of God's Word. Obey Him. You remember over in the book of Acts, He said, I give the Holy Ghost to everybody that obeys Me. You ever read that? He don't give the Holy Ghost to just anybody, does He? You can be a child of God. Will He give you the power to use His Holy Spirit to do great and wonderful things if you're living in sin? I don't believe He will. Now, you may disagree with me, but I don't believe He will. I don't believe if you're living in sin, I mean, lying, stealing, cheating, and all that kind of stuff, I don't believe God's going to give you this glorious power to do nothing. You don't believe that either, huh? Yeah, I don't believe He will. If you get in His Word and be obedient to serve Him and love Him and worship Him and walk in the light, then there's no limitations to what the King will give you through His Word. No limitations. He'll allow you to take that glorious power. He'll allow you to have that spiritual wisdom. He'll allow you to cast out demons. He'll allow you to heal the sick. He'll allow you to do great and wonderful things in His name. But He's not going to let you do this if you're not going to walk in obedience to His Word. Or at least I don't believe He will. But anyway, that glorious power, always, verse 12, always thanking the Father, always thanking the Father who has enabled you to share the inheritance that belongs to God's holy people who live in the light. Always thanking the Father. I'm sure you thank Him regularly every day, many times, for that glorious power He has given you and me, don't you? If you don't, you should, because that's available to you to do great things. Okay, the next set of verses, Jen. For He has rescued us from the one who rules in the kingdom of darkness, and He has brought us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Now, who in the world is He talking about? Who rules in the kingdom of darkness? Satan and his host of demons. Now, nobody likes to think that one day you were a son of the devil. You know? You tell somebody that. Are you born again? No. No, I don't believe in that, Christian. You're a son of the devil. I've seen people just get indignant when I tell them that. Just because I don't go to church, you tell me I'm a son of the devil? As a Christian, you know that's right, don't you, James? Sure. But when this is what we don't understand, that if you are not walking in obedience to God's Word and you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're still in darkness walking under the devil's power. And he has power over you. You can't cast him out. There is no way you have been given any power. He has power over you. But this says, for He has rescued us from the one who rules in the kingdom of darkness, which is the devil, and He has brought us into the kingdom of His dear Son, and God has purchased our freedom with His blood and has forgiven all our sins. Now, as a wicked, I don't know, I guess I could say a pervert, I use that word. I mean, if you were living in any kind, say you were murdering people, you were killing people, you were lying, you'd had 3 abortions in your life, you know, you had killed people, you'd done all kinds of bad things. I'm trying to think of the worst things I can think of as far as we look at things. You know, you think if you murder 50 people, like that woman that owned this abortion clinic here in Dallas that had, I forget, 35,000, 50,000 or what it was, babies she had destroyed in her life, and somebody led her to Jesus. When she come to Jesus, how many of those murders did she get forgiven of? Is that good news? That good news? Yeah. That's what He done. He set us free. Now, a lot of people will let the devil beat up on them forever. I know women in my life that I've dealt with that had one abortion back there when they were a teenager, and it's destroyed their life forever, and they're daughters of the King right now, and they've let that beat them down and destroy them all their life because they can't believe that God would be gracious enough to forgive them for what they done. And that's to let the devil beat up on them. The devil's whispering in your ear, you know, oh, you wicked thing, you. You're so terrible. But you got to say, hey, I made a mistake. But I'm washed in the blood. I'm forgiven. I'm redeemed. You know, I'm clean. You know, so when we come to Jesus, this is a beautiful part about it. It makes no difference how many sins of what kind you had in your life. When you come to Jesus and He washed us up, He puts a beautiful white robe on you, Keith, and ain't a sin in your life at that point. And James, when you come to that point and ask Jesus to save you, He puts a white robe on you. And Lori, He put one on you, didn't He? And you become a daughter of the Son of the King, and every sin you'd ever committed was put under the blood. Now, don't let the devil bring it back to you and defeat you with it. And that's what so many people do. They keep saying, oh, I did this, or oh, you don't know how bad I used to be. Yeah, I got saved when I was 20, but from the time I was 10 or 15 till I was 20, I was the wickedest boy in the country. I mean, I did this and I did that and all this stuff. You know, but when you got saved, you got to learn. You're clean. You're clean. You're washed in the blood. He says He has rescued us from the one who rules in the kingdom of darkness. Now, if you were out there lying, stealing, cheating, using all those foul words and everything else all the time, who was ruling your mouth? Well, of course he was, Eldon, the devil. I mean, you didn't even know that that's why all them filthy words and all the bad things you were doing is coming out of your mouth, because the devil was ruling your tongue. You know, in fact, you know, when I grew up in a Chevrolet house as a mechanic, when I was a young man, many of the guys in the shop, there's several of them worked in there, and nearly all of them had a bad mouth. So I picked up a few of their bad words. You know how hard it is to come from a good home where there ain't never no foul words and be dropped into the world and you hear this nasty stuff all the time and not be contaminated with it? You know how hard that is?
Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. If the teaching you've just heard, if you would like that in its entirety, if you would call our ministry at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can also order all of our entire teachings, which we have hundreds of them, on the website at tlsm.org, www.tlm.org, tlsm.org. And there you can go to the free teachings. You can order whatever you want. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.